Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
President Biden delivers his first speech to a joint session of Congress tonight. The president's expected to lay out his priorities just before the 100th day of his presidency. Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark will be in the chamber this evening. She's the Assistant Speaker of the House, and she joins us now to preview the speech. Good morning, Assistant Speaker.
Good morning, Deborah. Good to be with you.
You too. What specifically are you hoping to hear from the president tonight?
I am very excited to hear President Biden's vision for how we rebuild our economy, not just back to the status quo, but a more inclusive, a more fair, and dynamic economy. And I am excited to hear more details of his plans, building on the American Rescue Plan that has been a lifeline for American families to increase our global competitiveness and make sure that we are rebalancing our economy in favor of the American family.
What specific proposal would you like to hear him talk more about tonight that would help rebuild the economy?
I am so excited to hear about his proposal for universal pre-K for Americans, the 5 million 3- and 4-year-olds that we have. This is anticipated to save a family $13,000 a year and will go a long way to making sure that we are not only educating our youngest learners, but that we are also improving wages and benefits for our early educators, a workforce that for too long has been marginalized and undervalued.
Now, the president is expected to outline a plan to help pay for some of these proposals, and some of that plan is to shift more of the nation's tax burden to the wealthy and providing funds actually to the IRS to audit high earners. How likely do you think it is that that'll go forward?
You know, this tax policy is a recognition that it is time that corporations pay their fair share, because when people are doing better, when we address income inequality, when we make sure that we have the best educated students in the world, when we make sure that families have wages that they can provide for their families families and themselves, we all do better.
But isn't it going to be difficult to get this agenda through the Senate?
You know, this is a chance to increase our global competitiveness, to grow jobs, to address climate change. And as we go through this process in Congress, I don't think that Republicans are going to want to say no to this moment to meet historic challenge with historic progress.
Now, the chamber won't be full tonight because of social distancing rules. There's tight security. What do you think the atmosphere will be like?
I think it is going to be a different year, but much like the inauguration, I think it is hard not to be excited. And I'm also going to be excited to see two women for the first time in our country's history standing behind President Biden with Vice President Harris and Speaker Pelosi.
I do want to ask you, you know, Capitol Police report a 65% increase in threats to lawmakers in the first 4 months of this year. Do you feel safe?
You know, January 6th is still reverberating for members of Congress and for the American people. We saw not only a threat and violence, you know, that day, but it has continued. But we have to find our courage from knowing that the work that we are doing is so vital to making sure that our democracy stands.
Catherine Clark represents Massachusetts' 5th Congressional District and is Assistant Speaker of the House. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Deborah.